BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition in the RDS is continuing today. 10 entries from County Wicklow looking at all sorts of topics, from is humanity becoming more eco-friendly to electric paint, how much graphite is needed to heat your home. There's an interesting one. The cool scientist Sean Duke is at the RDS and joins us on the line. Good morning to you, Sean.
Hi, Declan. How are you?
Good morning. How is it going there? What's the atmosphere like there?
Yeah, the atmosphere is building up. There's a queue outside now of people coming in. So this is the first day that the public are actually invited in. It was all setting up yesterday. And this afternoon, the judges will start going around and having a look at all the different categories. There's various categories and age groups. And there are people who go in on their own. There are people who go in pairs or even threes. And, of course, from all over Ireland. And it's very hard just to make it this far because it's a lot of projects don't actually make it to the RDS. There's 3,500 people, projects that are trying to get into the hall. There's only a couple of hundred in the hall. So it's an extremely competitive and very high standard. So just to make it here, like you mentioned, 10 from Wicklow. I mean, the fact that the 10 have made it this far is a big achievement in its own right. What I'm always looking out for every year is the very interesting thing is how it changes in relation to what's going on in the world, what's topical at the time. You mentioned a few of them there, but I mean, for example, vegetarianism, there's a very interesting one. I'm hoping to talk to these people and send you maybe a few clips later in the show. St. David's Secondary School, they looked at this vegetarianism. Is it an actual healthier diet than our usual omnivorous or meat-based diet? What's the evidence there? There's another one that I'm definitely going to try and look at, which is about how these little microbes in our tummies can affect our mental health, which is a kind of new emerging area of research, that bacteria actually in our tummy might be manipulated to actually improve our mood or stave off depression, things like that. We also have something, of course, the old inactivity of children these days is a huge thing. So there's a project from St. Mary's in Wicklow, Kira Condren is the student there, about, you know, can we improve the activities outdoors? Can we encourage people, young people, to go outdoors more? And another one, of course, which I live in Dublin, is a big issue on the roads, is the use of earphones. You know, whether you're a cyclist or even in the car, if you're using earphones or pedestrian, what impact does that have on people? So there's a lot to see. I'm looking forward to it now. I'm just in the queue and I'm going to go in and start talking to people.
Excellent. The judging, does that go on all the time?
The judges, yeah, they start in usually in the afternoon of the first day, which is today, and that's done today and then tomorrow morning. And then there's usually an announcement tomorrow afternoon of the winner. And then, of course, a lot of people that are listening to this are in work or they can't get in today or tomorrow. But it's also on Saturday, which is a really busy day. But at that stage, the winners are known. All the judging has been done. And it's just a case of showcasing everything to the public. And if people do come, I'd encourage people with kids anyway. I'm going to bring my kids because it's really amazing what has been done in science in Ireland now. And the kids are very, because they're used to talking to judges, they're very happy to answer any questions as you go around about how they did this or that or whatever. They're very friendly and very good communicators generally.
Excellent. And some of the talent that comes out of them, I mean, over the years, and people have gone on to have multi-billion companies and things after maybe projects they started in school. So it's very, very interesting. We mentioned about 10 projects in County Wicklow. You'll be talking to them anyway, because we'd like to hear in particular how they're getting on.
Absolutely, and I'm going to hopefully now they'll be here because I see a lot of students are still arriving, but I'm sure I will track down a good few of them anyway and hopefully send you on a few clips so people can hear what they have to say later in the show.
Excellent. Thanks very much indeed. The cool scientist Sean Duke there. And we'll hear hopefully from some of the students taking part in the BT Young Scientist and Technology Exhibition who are from Wicklow. That's the cool scientist Sean Duke in his element there today at the RDS.